527.
Yeah, his carbon fiber went out and shot mine by quite a bit. But I don't have a bipod on my 1022. I was just kind of free holding it, so it's had an advantage with the bipod, but I could tell even when I was holding mine what I thought would be tight enough to get a decent group, it didn't group anywhere near as good as that brand new one did. Target, and I was like, I think Scott's going to go buy another 1022. Yeah, it sure makes you think about it, but I don't know, man. Hard to justify. I like the one I've got because it's got a folding stock, stainless barrel, got some extras on it, and a stainless receiver. But that one sure shoots better than mine does, that's for sure. I got an aftermarket Butler Creek, I think it is, barrel on mine too, with a way tighter twist to stabilize those 60 grain long bullets. And so I would think with that aftermarket barrel on there, it would hang with that new carbon fiber, but it don't. Oh well.
Get that one dialed in though. I mean, it was like, oh, okay, yeah, it's there.
Yeah, and then what I started doing on the blue one is just touching the corners of some of the diamonds and stuff like that, you know. And that's all I needed to see. It was doing good. I could sit there and easily shoot a hole out, but we're only talking 33 yards too, but the one, there's two on the yellow one that are kind of not that good a group. That's out of my 1022. I'd feel better at the end of the day if I did that.
Where go?
Yeah, I might. Just feels better inside with the AC.